It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
All right, Curtis, I have discovered some evidence via the New York Post of why Mayo deserves a second chance. It's a story written by Mike Vaccaro a couple years ago in support of Robert Saleh. Probably not the best start.
Let's see where this goes.
But 12 Hall of Fame coaches had losing records their first year. Would you like to hear the 12?
I've seen all these studies. Robert Saleh, what's he up to today?
Tom Landry, 0-11 in 1960.
Bill Belichick.
Jimmy Johnson, 1-15 in 1989. Chuck Knoll, 1969, 1-13. Bill Walsh started 2-14. Greasy Neal, you remember the Eagles of 1941?
Oh,
2-8-1.
They were brutal.
Parcells, Giants, 83, 3-12-1. Weeb Eubank, Baltimore Colts, 1954, 3-9. Marv Levy started 4-12. Bud Grant, 3-8-3.
And he started 4-12, and he finished 0-4 in the Super Bowl.
There you go. That's probably not to my argument's best. Andy Reid, Eagles, 99, 5-11. Tony Dungy, 6-10. Bill Belichick, 6-10. So there are 12 examples of why Mayo deserves a second chance, just based on learning curve. First-year learning curve and a roster that is putrid. You would agree. So you clean house with everybody else, and you just bring Mayo back on principle. Yes?
I'm sorry. I'm trying to. Diana Russini has a brand new story. It drops every week at this time at the New York Times or The Athletic. They're the same. About how appealing the head coaching position with the Patriots is because of the existence of Drake May. One of the reasons Gerard Mayo was here last year and they didn't conduct a search of any kind is because they were paying Bill Belichick $30-plus million to do nothing,
yep.
And they had to go cheap at that position.
Right.
Also,
and keep some of his old coaches.
Any great coach may not want to be the one to replace who's perceived to be the greatest of all time.
That too.
So now you are a year removed from Bill. Bill's out of the NFL. He's in the ACC. Gerard Mayo has fallen on his face. You have not only Drake May, who, if the draft was redrafted, may be the first pick last year. You basically have consecutive number one picks overall. So the pool with which you are going to allow yourself to consider searching is much better now than it was a year ago anyway.
Well, so, I agree with that.
It's a good job. Right. So it's a good job. The guy who currently holds it is doing a bad job.
Right.
And you have the opportunity to begin an era with the quarterback, with the coach, GM, and the bonus first pick in the draft.
But you can get a new GM and still have a new coach next year where the job will still be appealing.
Can you keep saying that? That's not how the world works.
It's not how you'd want the world to work, apparently, but that's how...
Okay, give me examples of that happening.
of a GM coming in with a coach that stays.
That's got the worst record in the NFL.
I'll have to think about that. In the meantime, let's go to the calls.
Okay, hasn't happened.
Let's go to Andy in the car. Hello, Andy.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Curtis, you're the smartest guy at EEI.
Oh, thank you.
Gerard Mayo needs to go
prom
for two
queen
simple
and a welding
reasons. One,
the welding jokes.
He guaranteed more than four wins. Guarantee has a definition. Guarantee means there's consequences when you don't meet that. Typically, replacement, even in the product world, I guarantee you that this product will work. When it doesn't, we will replace it. He guaranteed that. He didn't hit his guarantee. He needs to go. The other reason is, what has he shown you that says, I'm the guy? He's shown you nothing on an upside. There's no turn the corner here. You know, the last 4 weeks of the season, I expected to see some promise. I expected to see some differences. You're a losing team with a losing record, but the things that I'm putting in place should start to click in the last four games of the season. They didn't. I see nothing happening. He needs to go. He's the wrong guy.
Andy, don't you think Weeb Eubank, Colts fans, were saying the same thing when he started in 1954 or whatever it was?
I think a lot of guys start with a bad team, and they show you something on the field or behind the scenes that says, I know how to move the needle here. I haven't seen anything like that from him.
Gotcha.
And I hate to do this because it brings me to parts where Ken will say, this is your era of movies. You love Tommy Boy. But
another Tommy Boy reference.
Let's just get this very short quote, if we have it there, Tommy. The irony.
I'm listening. Here's the way I see it, Ted. Guy puts a fancy guarantee in a box because he wants you to feel all warm and toasty inside.
Yeah, makes a man feel good.
Of course it does.
Okay,
why
stop
should
it there? There's going to be an S-bomb. So, yes, guaranteed a piece of S. They put a guarantee on a box to make you feel better, to make you think that your brake pads at the Callahan Auto Parts will be functioning properly.
Change your filter?
The guarantee is not worth anything. What is essential is to accept the reality. The reality is Gerard Mayo fell flat on his face through no fault of his own. This is a rough place to be in. He didn't have any competition. It's interesting that they applied the same sort of strategy to picking their head coach as they did to playing the players on the roster. A guy won the competition over the summer, didn't start the season. You have a head coach who had nobody that he was competing against to actually have the job he landed.
Where did you turn on Mayo? What turned you? Because you were very pro-Mayo. Very pro-Mayo.
Ken,
you were his last defender.
I am told by so many people that I've never admit that I'm wrong. Like, I do it more than anybody. I'm wrong. I was wrong about Gerard Mayo.
I'm legitimately asking you, when did you, turned you?
Last month. Honestly, it was the...
Mostly your fault, by the way. Mostly your questions and interviews.
If you can't handle me, then I don't know how you're going to be able to handle Patrick
Mahomes.
Smartest
guy at EEI. I mean,
it's
understandable.
I mean, that's... I can't say anything that wouldn't be dumped. So, Gerard Mayo, through no fault of his own, was in a position way too he was there prematurely.
Yes, we agree.
And he has not been good. For the 5,000th time, we thought at the bare minimum he would be better with the media, and the defense would be as good or better because he was a defensive coach and he was a guy that was in the media himself. And he is, by all accounts, an incredibly smart guy and a guy that seems to be a decent human being who cares about the people he works with. The fact is that these players have spit him up and chewed him up and spit him out. It is no longer working. It's okay. Nobody with the brain and functioning eyes can watch what this team has done down the stretch and say he deserves another season.
By the way, the Lions Den weighed in. He'll be on with Fitzy and Mego noon to 4 today. It was indeed 15th in points per game defense last year, but slightly skewed because the Pats offense gave up 38 points due to pick sixes and fumbles.
Who's Lions Den?
John Lyons.
Oh.
Let's go to Buzz in Brockton. Hello, Buzz.
Yeah, hey, you guys do have the best show of the week.
Thank you,
but
Buzz.
Let me just say, in my ideal world, Bob Kraft is going to fire Mayo, and then 2 days later, he's going to hand the team over to his son, and then he's going to clean house. We're going to get a decent GM with maybe Vrabel, who knows, but a good coach, you know, in Vrabel.
Why would Robert Kraft fire him and then step aside instead of having his son do it?
because giving his son the thing first, that might be a little touchy.
What?
It might actually Buzz, I think Curtis has a point. I mean, it might actually be a perfect way to avoid.
Right.
You can just get out of it easily.
Robert's not the one firing him. He was the one that hired him.
My son wants to make a change.
Well, either way, it doesn't matter to me. I think the Crafts should just step aside, get some football guys in there, and let's start again, because they're running a disaster. And I'm about to put them in the same category that I put the Bruins 2 years after Neely retired. I'm just not going to pay attention to them. Hmm. I hope that they do well, but, you know, this crap of, oh, we made the playoffs 34 years in a row or whatever. It's a shame that the Bruins are run by who they're run by, because I think those guys are cheering for the Buffalo Sabres, and they're just owning the Bruins.
All right, thank you, Buzz. Bees and Leafs tonight, by the way. Big rivalry.
I mean, Hockey Night in Canada.
Auston Matthews in.
HNIC.
Let's go to Carlos in Rhode Island. Hello, Carlos.
Oh, I like the Prodigy reference there with the HNIC. I'm going to tell you that the Patriots haven't been good since, God bless her soul, Myra Kraft passed away. I feel like she was the one holding the glue all together with these three big egos. And
Carlos, I hate to break it. Carlos, you'll have more time. Myra passed away, I believe, in 2011. The Patriots won three Super Bowls after that.
Yes, I agree with that, but everyone was still under contract, wasn't it? Weren't they?
I mean, because Dante Hightower wasn't under contract. He was arguably the MVP of Super Bowl 49.
Well, no. I'm talking about Robert Kraft and Tom Brady. When their contract went up, I think everything went askew. I think that the Robert Kraft's children need to step in and take it away from him, because he's spending in the middle of the season. I see ESPN, should Robert Kraft make the Hall of Fame? Is he as good as Jerry Jones? I don't think he's anywhere close to Jerry Jones. What? And as far as an owner goes.
Carlos? He's won double the Super Bowls.
Well, Jerry's the GM down there. Got to give him credit for that.
Jerry can pick a good football player. Look at their team.
Why haven't they been in the NFC Championship for 30 years?
Well, they have good players. That could be a coaching decision.
Who hires the coach?
Carlos, this isn't going very well.
What the hell?
Try again next week.
They haven't been good since Myra passed away. They've won three Super Bowls.
Let's go to Adam.
They've been to four.
Adam and Milton. Hello, Adam.
Hey, how are you guys?
How are you?
You guys are the best. Appreciate your show. B, I don't think firing Mayo is the correct idea. We obviously, since the Patriots have started failing, Buffalo has become the dominant team like the Patriots were. And during that time, there were 36 turnover and head coaches in the AFC East. So I got to give him one more year. You can't do one and done. You just can't.
Yeah, I kind of agree. I've seen the Browns up close and personal for so many years. Blow it up, start again, blow it up, start again. It feels like the right thing at the time, but the continuity is just, it's so important. Unless you're definitely sure Mayo's the wrong guy. I don't know what's happening behind the scenes. Have you heard anything, any scoops, Curtis? Has Mayo been a disaster with clients or with, I mean, nothing like that, right?
I mean, I wouldn't know anything about that. I know there is a great relationship between he and Robert.
He and Robert still get along great, right?
I haven't heard anything. But what I will say is there have been ample opportunities for Robert Kraft to say something publicly. And he hasn't. And if you're
he
not...
He is kind of letting him dangle. I will agree with you there.
Of course he is.
There have been a few stories supporting him like he's safe, but those have dried up lately.
Jonathan used to do the weekly spot on the...
Well, that's been dead for a while.
I'm saying that, but they have that opportunity to come on at any time and say whatever they want on their rights broadcast.
Do you think if they keep him, will they have a press conference Monday? Like, we're sticking by him? I wonder how that will be, or would it just be business as usual? We don't hear anything for weeks.
He'll
get the word out somehow. He'll get the word out somehow, though.
I do think the way Robert will say it is that it was his mistake that they didn't create a system that allowed Gerard Mayo to succeed.
Right.
That he is going to be successful at whatever he decides to do.
That's true.
But this is not the opportunity that we thought it was. And at this stage, the best interest of the organization going forward is to pursue a change at that spot. And I don't think anybody will view Robert negatively nationally. I think that the way, if they had just been bad and they lost by a score or two to the Chargers, if the last month didn't include one of their best linebackers saying that the fans deserve nothing and they have to know their place, this may not be here. It's a je ne sais quoi. I don't know how to define it specifically. It feels like a lack of institutional control. And the way that they're heading, they have the most important piece. They can't mess that up. It is what is making them appealing. There's an ESPN story this morning from Jeremy Fowler and Graziano talking about how Johnson with the Lions may not want to be 3 years in a row removing himself from potential openings, and that this is a spot that would be appealing.
But to your point earlier, which we fought about today, don't they need to hire the GM first if they're going to clean house and have that guy be highly involved in Vrabel or whatever it is?
I believe that Mike Vrabel, when he speaks to organizations, will have a list of people that he would work with.
So he's picking a guy.
Of course. So
the coach is picking the GM.
The coach is going to have options. The coach is higher paid than the GM, Ken. I don't know if you know that. And so,
well, not everywhere.
Where is he not?
Don't know that. We don't get those numbers.
Okay. Outside of Jerry Jones, I think the GM is not paid more than the coach. And so, or Stephen Jones, whatever it is in Dallas. Either way, where I believe this is going to go is there is a press conference early next week. Mike Vrabel's brought in. They begin a coaching search. They bring in Brian Flores. They make sure that they're compliant.
Bring in Rex? You got to bring in Rex for an interview.
Oh, thank you.
Bring in Gruden?
Gruden, definitely. Well, actually, well, he's suing the NFL. I don't know.
Bring in McDaniels?
I would say bring in Brady.
Oh, that would be performative and pretty good, actually. Well, he can't. He's an owner of the Raiders.
Either way, this will be viewed as a massive failure, but the failure will only be magnified if they continue down the same path where the mistake has led them.
Is Mayo done? Do you want him back? 617-779-7937. Kenny Curtis with young Tom, college Tom's saddling in for the trending this hour.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
On my new podcast, On Par with Maury Povich, we're getting down to the truth behind the names that you know and love. Unfiltered conversations with legends like Leanne Morgan, Kathy Griffin, Ricky Lake. Find out when they feel the most on par. We're breaking it down with Don Lemon, Aaron Parnas, Lamonte Jones, laughing it up with Josh Johnson, Dan Soder, many more. You know, the results are in. Great conversations are always on par. So follow and listen to On Par wherever you get your podcasts.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Now that's a banger, Tom. How about that? College Tom pulling out David Lee Roth, featuring Steve Vai on guitar. David Lee Roth, possibly the greatest talk show host in Boston history. Possibly.
I mean, did a great job replacing Stern.
Curtis is here, back after his hiatus. Refreshed, recovered, ready to go?
Oh, man.
Ready for 2025?
I gotta tell you, nothing screams relaxation like traveling with a two-year-old.
But you're in Arizona. Isn't the air there supposed to be healing? Like, aren't you up in the Scottsdale?
I was in Phoenix for a couple nights and then in Tucson. Just not my cup of tea. I need the ocean. I'm an ocean guy, but it was fine. Lovely. James got walkie-talkies. He got a Porsche.
Nice.
Very good Christmas for him.
I was in Hawkesbury, Ontario for a couple days. Could not get the Patriots game anywhere. Tried YouTube, like pirated streams.
That was funny. That's interesting you say that. So as we're flying back, we must have been over Canada briefly.
Yeah.
I have American internet. Yeah, internet on a plane.
It's shut down across the border. Trudeau just
So I can't even watch
it.
YouTube TV. I was watching a game. I don't know what game it was. Oh, yeah. It was the
I got the BC game.
It was the
That came in somehow.
It was the Sunday. I flew back Sunday. It was the NFL Sunday. I was watching Red Zone on my YouTube TV. And then we got over Canada. It's like, you can't watch anything. Banana land.
There's a new piece from Andrew Callahan in the Herald where he highlights 14 shocking quotes that define the Patriots' 2024 season. Of course, your Tavai quote from Friday is in there. Here are 13 others.
What about burn some cash?
Burn some cash.
Okay, how many are mine? Two.
This one is Javon Baker saying, I make people in wheelchairs stand up. That was from before the year.
Not crazy.
Media appearance with Elliot Wolf. He felt pretty comfortable with the team's offensive line. September 9th, Mayo, again with us, will always have a good run defense. I truly believe that.
We'll have more wins than four. We'll burn some cash. We already burned
Same interview with us here at EEI. Declared they would run the ball all year. We've always been offensively a run-first team. You got to stop it. How's the run game been this year?
Not good.
Mayo saying O-line concerns are overblown. That was on September 9th. Crafts on the Breakfast Club, spilling the beans about Belichick. Didn't enjoy having to fire him.
Right, even though he said he didn't.
October 16th, Jalen Polk, interview with Mass Live. Believe I have the best hands in the league. October 20th, the soft comments coming off of the London loss to the Jags. October 24th, Kayshon Booty. Feel like I shouldn't have to ask to be throwing the football. Walking it back with you, shouldn't have said that, December 1st.
Three.
And December 15th, you said it, I didn't.
That was me too.
And Stevenson sitting but not sitting.
That's four. I got four of those, Ken.
Yeah. Plus the Tavai comments. So what
Jesus.
A year. Jeez, what a year.
I mean,
I'm telling you, they're going to, like, nobody will speak to the media next year. They're just going to be a media-free organization next year.
I mean, I get no attaboy from you for that?
Well, it's all your fault.
25% of all those
guy.
Quotes.
Let's see if Danny gives you any credit for that.
I love it.
Hello, Danny. Good morning. Happy New Year.
Hey, yeah, same to you guys. I'm so glad you played that Curtis rant after week one. That week one was nothing more than, I call it happy hate week one.
That was.
Because it was more about the Belichick deranged sticking at the Belichick than it was about the win about the Patriots. Even the locker room. With Kraft and Mayo, Kraft gives out a game ball to all the team. The whole team got a game ball. The coach, everybody, the ball boy, everybody. Hey, we'll give one to Brady, too. How will we give one to Brady? And it was the new way of
doing things. I find it amazing, Danny. I find it amazing, before your soliloquy goes into 6 minutes here, I find it remarkable that you say that others have Belichick derangement syndrome when you were calling when Tom Brady was winning Super Bowls here and saying how much you hated the guy. I mean, it's absurd.
He just said he was
I never
like a
said
douche.
I hated Brady.
You said, what's the Tom nickname
the way,
you gave him?
Wait,
whoa. What was the Tom nickname you used? What did you call him?
face.
Oh, okay. You didn't turn on him,
yeah.
though.
So what about
his face?
Stick in the moment.
Because he had a push on his face. Well, but, and I, look, at you. Is that what you want to do?
Wait,
you
wait, 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 wait. So you judge
you
people based, Danny, you judge people based on whether or not they have a puss face? Belichick was born with one.
Let's get back to the topic
I mean,
at
hand. He's bitter beer Belichick face. I mean, what are you talking about?
He was up point. He had eight straight wins. Eight in a row, Renee. They won eight in a row.
And Bill Belichick had a smile
on
his face, Danny?
And then he changed.
Wait, so Belichick was smiling?
Danny,
Belichick was smiling during this time?
Belichick went out and got him Antonio Brown and the other guy there.
Right, Mohamed Sanu.
Strictly to make amends and win another Super Bowl.
Right, because
he
waited.
Completely changed his demeanor once that happened. And
do you think Bill regrets it, Danny?
Let's get back to the topic.
Do you think Bill regrets it, Danny?
One at a time, please.
Let's get back to the topic. Do you think Bill regrets it, Danny?
You're going to keep talking over me?
I am until you answer the question.
I'm going to keep talking over you, Curtis.
Do you think Bill regrets it, Danny?
The Happy Hate Weekend.
Bill.
You know, I didn't hear
Mayo. Do you think Bill regrets it? Do you
Mayo
think he regrets
blamed
it?
Everybody. Mayo blamed everybody. He didn't complain about the roster after week one, though. He didn't. He had a great roster week one. After he started losing, you know who left us that talent. Yeah, this guy showed up late.
Wait. Hold on, Danny. If
he
you want to have a conversation.
Right,
Danny,
I'm going to pot him down. Just
Danny, have a conversation. My God.
Okay, good. Danny, you're still there.
Do you know what happened after the Patriots won week one? It wasn't talking about Bill's guys. Bill Belichick ignored it on his paid hit with Pat McAfee. And then that week, he and Lombardi talked about how it was amazing how all of his guys won week one with the Patriots over the Bengals after the offseason where they retained them. So you can't have that both ways, Danny.
No, it's got nothing. One's got nothing to do with the other.
Of course it does.
One
you
has
said
got
you
absolutely
said,
nothing
wait,
to do with the other.
Of course it does.
Okay,
they did
Let
the
me
same
tell you
thing, and you're saying
guy,
one's bad, one's good.
Okay, let Danny speak.
This guy, first of all, Bill Belichick had every ounce of pettiness that Bill Belichick showed toward Mayo. He had it coming because Mayo was showing up late for meetings. He was bringing a baseball bat into meetings.
So one Bedard story defines your entire lexicon.
And it was all sanctioned, backed up by Kraft. That's a fact. And you had to dig deep to find that story.
What?
You guys never reported that.
The baseball bat? We talked about that at length.
Yeah. It was honorable mention. Honorable mention.
Okay.
The guy.
Danny, what about Bill saying that about Gerard Mayo after
the
win?
The guy did that all year long.
Do you answer any questions, Danny? Do you answer anything?
Whatever
or is it just
comma,
a diatribe?
Yeah, whatever
comma. Do you
comma,
answer anything,
Mayo,
Danny?
All right, my head's hurting. Like, sorry, Danny.
It's just...
You know, we're living in a society. We're supposed to act in a civilized way.
Thank you.
You and Danny don't... Right, that's incapable. You're incapable of living in the same civilization.
But he calls in talking about week one. Bill Belichick,
once again,
was not a coach in the NFL. Nobody wanted to even interview him.
It's stunning.
I mean, so, like, what are we talking about here?
But
What's more likely to happen? Gerard Mayo coaches for another team or Bill Belichick in the NFL?
Didn't we have that poll question?
Question. But more likely, Bill or Gerard gets another job?
Bill. Probably Bill.
You said Gerard was getting a gig earlier.
Yeah, I think they both will. I think they'll both be back.
You said that a week ago, or 2 months ago, whenever we last talked, you said that wasn't going to happen.
Let's go to Kevin and Quincy. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Great.
How
are you? Curtis, in the last segment, you had started to say, like, how you think it's going to happen. I think you said something along the lines of the middle of next week, there's going to be a press conference. I wanted to ask Ken, what do you think the percentages are that they're going to let go of Mayo? Because I don't think they're going to, personally. I know
you.
Curtis
I'm less than 50,
is like 99%. But
40, 45.
Okay, so you're at 50-50.
Yeah.
And Curtis, what would you put it at? Are you at 90 or 99? I don't see it happening.
I don't see a way in which Gerard Mayo is back as the head coach of this team. I just don't see it. I think it has gotten so bad, so ugly, so fast. The comments from Jelani Tavai are just now joining a long line of players who have stuck their foot in their mouth. I don't know how you sell this to the advertisers, the fan base, and to the season ticket holders next year.
Well, have a good day, guys. Thanks for your input.
All right. Thank you, Kevin. By the way, Texter wants your college picks. You made these earlier, but people are coming. People tune into this show now for your college football picks. I was a little discouraged to hear you say you're down on the playoffs because of how successful you've been this year.
Well, I don't bet. I just tell people what to do.
You're not betting on your own picks?
No.
You'd be up thousands.
Okay, well, you know, that's okay. We're doing all right.
But you like Texas.
I think Texas.
Money line.
Outright.
Outright. Big money.
The last time I gave you an Ohio State pick, actually, I think I'm 3-for-3 in Ohio State games this year. Oregon.
You flopped both ways.
Right. Oregon straight up and the over.
You lost one Notre Dame pick earlier.
Notre Dame against Purdue, I think I got wrong. But don't trust me too much on Notre Dame. Even though I got Notre Dame right in the playoff, I just gave you Notre Dame the other night against Georgia.
Right.
But
they're a point and a half favorites. You like them against Penn State?
I don't know. I have nothing.
Stay away.
Staying away from that puppy. I think
big Texas.
Texas is loose. They just had their big scare over time. They almost gagged it to Arizona State. Ohio State's coming in as this unbelievable behemoth that just blew out the sole undefeated, unanimous number one Oregon. Texas will beat Ohio State in the semifinal at the Cotton Bowl this week.
Big pick. Now, can I just bask? I want to do this earlier. Can I bask in a little Jason Tatum postgame cut? We've had some bad clips here lately.
Yeah.
This was refreshing. This is great to hear. This is Tatum last night. May not be sincere, but then again, I think it is because he plays all these road games. Here's Tatum after the win in Houston.
Is there any sort of motivation when you see like all the Celtics fans chanting, "Let's go Celtics," or is it just like any like onus you feel like to perform when you know there are people that might see you only just once a year?
I mean, I think that's it goes hand in hand for me, especially going to the West Coast. Is like I understand that the following that we have as a team, I understand the following that I have individually, and, you know, seeing all those people up there with Tatum Zero jerseys and shirts and people having my shoes. And like you said, kids might have got this ticket for their birthday or Christmas, and knowing that's the only time I get to come in town. And that's why I never want to miss road games. That's why I understand the importance of, you know, playing in front of your fans, especially on the road. So I love going on the road. I love playing in front of different crowds and seeing all the support that, you know, we have over around the country.
That is just beautiful. Now, it may have been a plant question. I don't know. It may, you know, aren't you like moved by that? It's just in light of everything that happened this week, there's a guy who just gets it, knows what to say, appreciates the fans. Now, yep. Granted, everything's going well for him. It's easy to be friendly.
I find that cut to be totally a waste of time.
What? But, you don't find that dichotomy in the air
what over
the last 48 hours?
What would he say to that question? What would be the other answer that he would give?
He could sit out and not play for...
But if you're asked about playing and what it means to the fans, what would you say other than what he said?
God, you can't even take joy in that.
Okay, Diana Rossini this morning, further down in her story, those around the NFL believe the Patriots will fire Gerard Mayo.
Really?
As for the quote, as for the Giants, and this is from at Savage Sports, my new go-to. Quote, as for the Giants and Patriots, it's been very weird to say the least. Inside those buildings, it seems like most people believe they'll get time, specifically the head coaches, that being Daboll and Mayo. But from the outside looking in, there's a sense from those around the league that moves are coming for both franchises. How about this?
Well, moves are coming, that's for sure. Van Pelt is a dead man.
Mike Vrabel and Brian Daboll.
How about this? McDaniels.
Who would you rather, Daboll or McDaniels, if you had to pick?
Ooh.
I go Daboll.
Probably Daboll. So Daboll, okay, fine. Daboll. And how about, well, you can't have Daboll and B-Flow. You could. Maybe you could.
Why not?
Would B-Flow leave the Vikings?
Could we get Scar back? How do we do it?
It's the coaching all-stars. Honestly, do you think there's any chance Flores would take a DC / assistant head coach role here if you paid him enough money?
I do. I mean, he went to BC. I don't know what his ties are to Minnesota, but...
But he's rolling right now in Minnesota. Things are good in his life. It's kind of a lateral move.
I mean, I don't know anything about his life, but yeah. I mean, he also hates Tua. Wouldn't he want to coach against him twice a year in division?
Maybe. All right, 617-779-7937. Still a lot of Mayo calls. We will take those. Fitzy's up at noon. He's going to go Han Solo for a little bit, then joined by Lions and Mego at various points from noon to 4 today. So keep it coming all day. And then we got both NFL games. Are you interested in the AFC North games today?
Not really.
It's, Steelers are a long shot to win the division. Bengals are a very long shot, unfortunately. I would like to see Cincy make it. Wouldn't you like to see them in?
Oh, definitely. Because Cincy, there's only two people that have beaten Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs. You know who they are?
Ooh, I'm going to guess Burrow, based on that.
And Tom Brady.
Should have known that.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, now you've overcorrected. You've gone bad, Van Hagar. This is just Sammy solo, isn't it? That's fine. We'll end the show. Driving 55. Curtis is here. Fitzy on the way. The principal's in. Do you want to take the principal's? We're headed to the principal's office?
Whatever you need.
Before we do that, let's go to Gino in Dorchester. Talking Mayo. A lot of Mayo today. Hi, Gino.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Love the show as always. I just have a problem, man. I just don't understand why Mayo's getting such a blame and why Curtis believes that he should be gone. He didn't put the coaching staff together entirely. He's not on the field. You watch the games. These guys are missing tackles, assignments. Alex Van Pelt is over his head. But you got to agree, Mayo developed Drake May. Do you agree with that?
No. What did he do to develop Drake May?
So who drafted him?
That would be Elliot Wolf and Matt Groh.
Okay, now, just historically, with, you know, quarterbacks in the league, head coaches and quarterback coaches get credit for developing quarterbacks. Would you say the brightest spot of the Patriots is Drake May? So that's how I see it. He developed Drake May into the most promising piece we have. And then after that, the defense is probably the best piece that we have. And he's a defensive head coach.
I mean,
what's
the defense
your number
has
one
been
reason
awful.
Why you would fire Mayo?
The number one reason, and you make – first of all, it's not fair. None of this is fair, to be honest. I mean, he did not get a fair shake this year. That is absolutely true.
But so why would he get fired?
Because the things that he was supposed to be best at have been his Achilles heel. The manner in which
you wouldn't put any blame on the players for being
Gino. You've asked me a question. I'm trying to give you an answer, sir. So the number one reason for me is the defense has been bad and it's gotten worse. The way in which he's communicated, how he's had to walk things back on a weekly basis, where he's called the team soft, then they're not soft. Then he's talking to us about how they have to play things better. And then the next afternoon, he's walking back almost every comment he's made. He has not had a hold in terms of a grasp or an understanding of how to communicate with the players in that locker room. They have played worse by and large than they did in their entirety last season. And sadly, that gets put at the doorstep of the head coach when a season goes this way.
Not for nothing. I just want to make one more comment. I think the media has a lot to do with it. He walks his comments back because of the influence of the media. And I do think his players actually like him. You know, that's why he was selected. But I just don't agree with any of it. I think he should stay and get at least one more year with a legitimate shot to build a roster. That's all I got to say.
All right, Gino, thank you for the call.
I would say, I mean, if we have the audio, we don't have to do it again. But, I mean, that's why I said Jelani Tavai, everybody in that locker room, the second – they have another bad loss. They say, Gerard Mayo is not the problem. We love Gerard Mayo. He should be back. And then every Sunday, they have the same holding calls, the same false starts, the same missed assignments on defense.
Well, Scheim has bad rejoins every show, even despite us calling him out. I mean, some things are just...
Well, if we were in last place in the morning, if we were having the worst ratings in the morning, then you would have a reason there.
Yeah, how do we have the best ratings ever in the morning?
I don't know.
Despite that.
Probably because of Wiggy.
Let's go to the principal. He is Angry Dave. Hello, Dave.
Hey, good morning. Happy New Year, guys. I mean, I was going to stay off you, Curtis, but I got to get on you.
Oh, man, Dave. I was really worried about that.
Yeah, I know. I was hoping after one of my most favorite segments of 2024, after Costos dismantled you.
Oh, that's a lot of people's favorites.
Going into 2025, you would get off the absolutely ridiculously foolish premise, Bill Belichick didn't get any interviews. Oh, he's not a good coach. Will you stop with that?
Wait.
Nobody wanted to give him full control.
Dave, stop.
Go ahead.
God in heaven.
Yeah.
He did not have an interview for an NFL job. Is that a fact?
According to you, but I don't know if it's a fact.
Wait, so
I don't
he interviewed
that,
him, we don't know about
can...
it.
Oh, Atlanta.
He didn't have a single interview.
Okay.
So again, this is why you're a very bright guy. I give you credit for that. But when you connect dots sometimes, they don't connect. You just said
so he did interview.
Not a good coach. Nobody wanted him because he didn't get an interview. That doesn't mean nobody wanted him. They knew what they needed to do ahead of time, and that was give complete control to him, and nobody wanted to do that. Costos made that clear to you,
and you didn't want to see that. Well, so that means that
the
Krafts were right in firing him then. Because he wasn't going to stay here.
No, they weren't. Because
control.
Look at the disaster. Here you go again. You're flip flopping.
No, I'm not flip flopping. Dave, follow along. You're a principal.
Yes, you
use logic. Okay. So no team in the NFL would give Bill Belichick ultimate control. Correct? We agree.
Yes.
Okay.
I agree.
So then Robert Kraft was right to remove him as an ultimate controller of the Patriots roster. Correct.
Okay. That's your point. So here's what I'm going to counter. So look at what we have now. If Kraft got rid of him because he didn't want him to have control, then he's 100% wrong, because look at the disaster we're in. And that's what I was calling to tell you, is because what he did is he had a guy who had complete control, and he didn't want to allow that anymore. So he went the complete opposite end and gave it to a guy who has zero control. And look at what it's created, what he needed to find if he didn't want to have a control freak.
One win less.
Thank you, Dave.
I mean, it's just so absurd to me. Of course, Robert Kraft has been proven correct in his decision. It doesn't mean that makes the Gerard Mayo hire right or wrong.
Maybe Dave's point was he went too far in the collaboration.
Of course, and that's why you're going to have a correction this offseason. That's why you went from Parcells to Pete Carroll to Bill Belichick. You always overcorrect after a firing. But
it's always about finding the mean.
Right. The ends justify the mean.
That's Aristotle.
I don't think that was Aristotle. I think that was Maya Angelou.
Oh.
But I would say very simply, Robert Kraft seeing Bill Belichick in the ACC makes him right.
I know. It's just I don't know how you defend Bill. And there are still a few Bill people out there. Greg at heart is still a Bill, kept Bill guy.
I mean, I was at a brunch with one of James's friends on New Year's Day. And the dad has learned what I do for work, and so he started listening to the show. And I always am amazed at people's first reactions when they haven't listened.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, man, Greg really hates Gerard Mayo.
Well, no, he just loves
Bill. I'm like, no, he just loves pizza.
But, he just loves pizza.
And papaya. Nothing Gerard Mayo does is going to make Bill better or worse, no matter how hard I tried. And the fact is that nobody in the NFL – thought it was worth giving Bill Belichick the ultimate control, because the people outside of this area see this team, yes, an indictment on Kraft, yes, an indictment on Mayo, but this roster is an indictment of the guy that used to be here, because it's awful.
It'll be a must-tune in Monday, I'll tell you that. Black Monday in the NFL. We'll see what happens here. Boomer's on with you guys, 8 a.m. Great text to finish on, 508 texter. Is it true Curtis went to Arizona to paint Ordway's fence?
Now, Glenn, why don't you get a hobby? Stop tweeting about Boston Radio, like 85.
Oh, that is an Arizona number. Could be Big O. I enjoyed it today, Curtis. 3-hour tour. Next week we'll be at Fenway for Fenway Fest. These callers all lined up. Stick around. Fitzy will take your calls next. Fitzy is promising a therapy session. Your plan to fix the Pats. Is there a plan that can fix the Pats in 1 year? Is it out there? Is it possible next year at this time, Curtis, they are playoff bound. They are clinched. Can they do it in 1 year's time?
Do you think the fan base, obviously it never would happen, would say, yes, let's bring Belichick back, give him ultimate control?
If they do, they've just forgotten the last 2 years and how bad it got. I don't think so. That'd be a minority. That'd be a 5% minority.
Yep.
But I'll see you Sunday at the game.
Oh, yeah, tomorrow.
NFL games today on EEI, and Fitzy and crew next. Thanks for listening.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Ryder remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's, it's refreshing!